This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Tom Ackerman. A St. Louis City alderman says he was not drunk on the chamber floor during Friday's abbreviated board meeting.
Friday was, quite the day. I've never been through a meeting like that in my 22 years at the board.
St. Louis City Alderman Joel Vollmer says he was not drunk, as Board President Megan Green claimed on social media after Friday's meeting that ended abruptly. Vollmer tells KMOX his Yeti was filled with coffee.
I've been working in bars since I was 12 years old. I was a musician for many years playing in bars, and you'll find many pictures of me having a drink. There's no one who enjoys having a cocktail or a beverage more than I do. But, is it Ecclesiastic, a time for everything under the sun? Is it a time to work and a time to drink?
Green later apologized in a letter.
As such as it is, I don't know that she's actually apologized. It's more like she's not sorry she did this. She's sorry she got caught.
The topic was going to be a compromise bill about the Rams settlement money and what to do with it. But after some of Megan Green's amendments to the bill were voted down, she gaveled the meeting to be recessed until Tuesday morning. Vollmer says he's not even sure that's legal.
I've never witnessed that in my life.
Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
KMOX political analyst Michael Kelly says Friday's Board of Aldermen meeting was a joke.
Question is whether or not the voters will start to make a change.
Kelly, a Democrat, calling the progressive movement in the city of St. Louis a failure. He says the style of government from the likes of Kim Gardner, Megan Green, and Mayor Tashara Jones failed to deliver for the city.
But I would caution people to remember that progressives have continued to win inside the city of St. Louis. And I don't think this is a slam dunk for Kara Spencer. But boy, when you see polling numbers like we saw yesterday as campaign operatives and managers, you're running from the hills, man. That's some scary numbers.
We're learning more about a weekend shooting death with the victim found at a Midtown gas station.
It apparently stemmed from an argument between friends and roommates that escalated to a physical fight and the death discovered at the QT on South Vanaventer. St. Louis City Police arrested 46-year-old Bessie Thomas for the murder of a 36-year-old woman described as her longtime friend. The victim is not being identified at this time. According to the Post-Dispatch, the victim and Thomas were in a car being driven by another friend who says Thomas shot the victim in the head. She was found in a car parked at the QT gas pump. Officers arrested Thomas nearby. Brad Choate, KMOX News.
A train engine struck and killed a man in the Patch neighborhood just south of Carondelet Saturday night. St. Louis City Police say the engineer told officers he thought it was a pile of trash and clothes on the track. By the time he realized it was a person and activated the emergency stop brake, it was too late.
Over 1,000 protesters filled the streets of downtown St. Louis on Saturday, protesting federal funding delays that led the International Institute of St. Louis to furlough more than 60% of its staff. The cuts are a result of recent actions by the Trump administration to suspend immigration programs, including refugee resettlement.
An historic bowling alley that has provided decades of fun and entertainment for the community now needs the community's help.
Meet Brentwood Voss, the grandson of Pat Voss, who opened West County Lanes more than four decades ago.
West County Lanes was formerly Pat Patterson's Ellisville Bowl, and it was built in 1965, actually the same year that they built the St. Louis Arch. Pat Patterson was the captain of the famed Budweiser bowling team, and he had a high score that stood for like 35 years.
Brentwood's grandfather passed away, and he now runs West County Lanes along with his grandmother and 20 other dedicated people. Last month's winter storm took a toll on the building, nearly destroying the roof, and while they have insurance protocols are prolonging the process.
So we're reaching out for community support to aid in the gap between insurance and loss of business income to keep our staff working with us, because coming out of this, we obviously still need a staff. It's our intention to rebuild and reopen.
Voss says repairs are ready to be started, but they can't start them without the money, and that's where you can help. You can make a donation of any amount at the West County Lanes website. You can also do it the old-fashioned way and just write a check. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
A small earthquake struck the Missouri-Illinois border Saturday night. The U.S. Geological Survey says it registered a magnitude of 2.4. The epicenter was located about 2 miles from Valmire, 7 miles from Festus. It occurred about 3 miles below the surface. There were no reports of damage or injuries. From the KMOX Business Desk, the wintry weather wasn't kind to already compromised portions of the historic Lemp Brewery. Another portion collapsed over the weekend on Cherokee near 18th Street. It's the opposite wing of the building that partially collapsed, if you recall, in 2020 when it destroyed hundreds of bicycles housed there by nonprofit BeeWorks.
The owner of the 150-year-old historic property in Benton Park says Mother Nature did some demolition for them. 3 years after the initial collapse, the St. Louis Preservation Board approved demolition of that portion to stabilize the rest of the property.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.